is Debbie Morton, and today I will be presenting some of the research that I've been working on for my master's work the last couple years. I've been focusing mainly on the control of Poa trivialis using sulfosulfuron and bisphenobac sodium, and today I'll be discussing my study that I've been doing with Zach Riker and Dan Weisenberger at Purdue University, looking at cultivars of Poa trivialis with these two herbicides. First of all, I'll give you a little bit of background on Poa trivialis. It has become a major weed problem on golf courses, athletic fields, and home lawns from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic states. It tends to be a lighter green color than the majority of your turf grass species. It has poor drought and heat tolerance, and it's susceptible to a number of diseases, including dollar spot. Because of its susceptibility to disease and its poor drought and heat tolerance, it does tend to go dormant in the summer. Here's a picture of Poa trivialis in a stand of creeping bentgrass in June. And just by glancing at this picture, you may not really see a problem, so I'll outline one of the patches of Poa triv for you. You can see within this outline that the turf within there is a little bit different color. It's a little more of kind of an apple green color, a little bit different texture. And right now it really doesn't look like a problem, which is actually one of the problems for turf managers, because they see this in the spring and they don't realize that they have a problem. However, here is a picture of Poa trivialis in a stand of creeping bentgrass in July. And I don't think I need to outline the Poa trivialis for you all here, because I think it's pretty obvious. You can see that it is covered with dollar spot, whereas the surrounding creeping bentgrass has very little to no dollar spot in it. And it's also starting to go into that summer dormancy that I talked about before. So if you have Poa trivialis in your turf stand, what can you do about it? One thing you can do is try to maintain the Poa trivialis through cultural practices. And this would include an increase in irrigation and also an intense fungicide program. However, both of these things are time-consuming and expensive, and therefore not very practical for most turf managers. Non-selective herbicides can also be used to control Poa trivialis. However, since Poa trivialis is a stoloniferous grass, it requires several applications of this. And then, like most of you know, I would hope at least, non-selective herbicides will not only kill the Poa trivialis, but it will also kill all of the rest of your turf, your desired turf species. So therefore, reseeding or resodding would be necessary, which again is expensive and time-consuming and not practical. So your best bet would be selective controls. There have recently been two herbicides that have been labeled for selective control of Poa trivialis, and they include sulfosulfuron, or Certainty, and bisphenobac sodium, otherwise known as Velocity. Previous research using these two herbicides has shown good results. However, we have seen some variability. Therefore, this raises the question, could cultivar or phenotype variability affect the efficacy of these two herbicides? Here is a graph showing some of the data that has been collected on a previous research study. In this study, 14 samples of Poa trivialis were taken from golf courses around the state of Indiana. They were then taken back to the Daniel Turf Center at Purdue University, and once they were established, they were treated with sulfosulfuron, which was applied 3 times on a 3-week interval starting the middle of June. And the rates used for this was 13 kilograms AI per hectare and 27 kilograms AI per hectare, and then an untreated check plot. In this particular graph, the x-axis lists the sample number, and the y-axis is the percent cover on March 30th of the following year. The blue bar represents the untreated check plot, the red is the low rate of sulfosulfuron, and the white is the higher rate of sulfosulfuron. From first glance at this graph, you can see that there is variability among the phenotypes used in this study. If you look at the sample numbers that I have just boxed in, samples 1 through 6 and 9 and 10, you can see that as rate of sulfosulfuron increased, percent cover of Poetrivialis decreased. However, when you look at these samples that I've just boxed in, you can see that they did not follow this trend. In some cases, as rate increased, percent cover also increased. In sample number 13, there was no difference between the two rates, and in sample 14, there were no herbicide effects at all. So this leads us to the study that we have conducted. And the objective for our study was to compare the effectiveness of Bisperibac sodium and sulfosulfuron on different cultivars of Poetrivialis at two mowing heights. This was a field study that was conducted at the Daniel Turf Center at Purdue University. It was an 8x3 factorial with 8 cultivars of Poetrivialis and 3 treatments. Our treatments included sulfosulfuron at 13 kilograms AI per hectare, applied 2 times on a 2-week interval, and this also included a non-ionic surfactant at 0.25% volume-for-volume ratio. Our second treatment was Bisperibac sodium at 37 kilograms AI per hectare, applied 4 times on a 2-week interval, and then lastly we had an untreated control plot. All of the plots were seeded in the fall of 2005, and initial studies were conducted in 2006 and repeated in 2007. The initial application date for both years was June 13th. This was set up in a split plot design with 3 replications. Our main plots were cultivars of Poetrivialis, and our subplots were herbicide treatments. Adjacent studies were done under 1.25 centimeter or 5 centimeter mowing height. Percent cover was then rated visually every other week, and once all the data was collected, it was analyzed using SAS. We did do an arcsine transformation on our data. However, we ran the Bartlett's test for the homogeneity of errors to see if we could combine the years, and we did this on both the transformed and the non-transformed data. But there were we were not able to combine years in either case, so today I will be presenting the non-transformed data. Here's our ANOVA for percent cover in the 1.25 centimeter mowing height study in 2006. As you can see, we had quite a few differences. There were significant differences among cultivars. There were also significant differences among the herbicide treatments. And what we were most interested in, however, was the cultivar by herbicide interactions that we saw at the 1.25 centimeter mowing height in 2006. And today, for the 2006 study, I will be focusing on the 12-week after initial treatment data, and I will be looking at showing you the cultivar by herbicide interaction. So here's our graph with our cultivar by herbicide interaction in 2006. The x-axis lists the cultivars used in the study, and the y-axis is percent cover of Poetrivialis. The blue bar represents the plots treated with sulfosulfuron. The red represents the plots treated with Bisperibac sodium, and the white is the untreated check plot. And again, by looking at this, you can see that there is some variability among the cultivars in this study. Bisperibac sodium, when the plots are treated with Bisperibac sodium, sorry, it's kind of a tongue twister, you can see that there really wasn't much variability among the cultivars. In fact, you may not really see any red bars at all, but if you look at Briviera and Laser, you will see a few little red bars. But in most cases, it did decrease the percent cover of Poetrivialis to pretty much 0%. There was variability among the cultivars when treated with sulfosulfuron. And you can see, I boxed in Laser, and you can see that it was the least sensitive to sulfosulfuron compared to the other cultivars in the study. There was also variability among the untreated check plots in this study, and you can see that Pulsar was by far the weakest cultivar in this study. In fact, the check plot for Pulsar was equivalent to the plot of laser treated with sulfosulfuron. Here's our ANOVA for percent cover at the 1.25 centimeter height study in 2007. We did not see any differences among cultivars. There were also no cultivar by herbicide interactions, but we did see differences among our herbicides, which was expected. From this table, you can see that both sulfosulfuron and bisphenobac sodium decreased percent cover of Poa trivialis when compared to the check plots. You can also see that bisphenobac sodium at all of the rating dates did outperform sulfosulfuron, which is consistent with other studies that we have conducted at Purdue. Here's our ANOVA for 4% cover in the 5-centimeter mowing height study. There were no significant differences among herbicides and no cultivar by herbicide interactions, and there were only differences among cultivars at 8 and 10 weeks after initial treatment. However, due to time constraints, we will not be showing this data. In 2007, at the 5-centimeter mowing height study, there were no differences among cultivar and no cultivar by herbicide interactions, but again, we did see differences among herbicides. And like our 1.25 centimeter mowing height study, both bisphenobac sodium and sulfosulfuron decreased percent cover compared to the check plot. At 6 and 8 weeks after initial treatment, bisphenobac sodium outperformed sulfosulfuron, but by 10 weeks, they both performed equivalently. So the conclusions that we were able to draw from this study were that bisphenobac sodium outperformed sulfosulfuron, and like I said, this is consistent with other research that we have conducted. There were no cultivar by herbicide interactions in the 5-centimeter mowing height study. However, there were cultivar by herbicide interactions at the 1.25-centimeter mowing height study in 2006. There were no effects, or the effects of bisphenobac sodium were consistent over all cultivars, whereas effects of sulfosulfuron varied among cultivars. Now, if we were going to take this one step further for our future research, we would look at other cultivars that were not tested in this study and also go and collect some biotypes or phenotypes along roadsides, fence rows, streams to see if there was much variability among these to see what the herbicide variability would be. And with that, I would like to thank you all again for being here, and I would now take any questions.
I have time for a couple questions.
I think that the rates that we used were, we tried to use a lower rates in order to see differences among the cultivars, but I think that the rates that we used were too low for the 5-centimeter mowing height study. We are currently doing another study to test certainty or sulfosulfuron only at the 5-centimeter mowing height study at higher rates applied more times, and we are seeing better control through that. Yes. My initial applications were June 13th on both years, and then following applications were on 2-week intervals.
I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.